I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f***?
So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
This is FM 104's Strawberry Alarm Clock Podcast. Here we go. With Jim and Nobby.
Before.
Good morning.
Good morning. We'll get to various things in a second, but the big showbiz news is James Corden has announced he's leaving his late night talk show in the States after nearly 8 years.
It's a quick 8 years, isn't it?
He wants to spend more time with his family. He wants to move back to the UK.
Most memorable thing he's done is Carpool Karaoke. You can do that without doing that show.
I know, he did have some good moments. The Carpool Karaoke was a highlight. He was doing that before, though, wasn't he?
Yeah,
I think he was doing that before he got that show.
There was touches of it, and you could argue in Kevin and Stacey.
So whenever he does a serious bit on that show, he always does this. He always does. I haven't seen this. I'm just predicting. He always does this kind of. I just want to tell you some news, and then he
looks like he's going to cry.
He'll start to pretend he's tearing up, and he'll even sort of might even flap his face a bit, you know, like a bride giving a speech at the wedding, and. Because when
very
he does these
decision.
Whenever there's a tragedy or a celebrity dies, he does these. Oh man, they're all exactly the same.
You ready? Well,
let's go.
It's 3 minutes. We might cover the whole thing.
Give me 25 seconds.
You mentioned his family. That's such a big decision.
I get that. That's fine. It's a long time spent in LA.
Great team of
Leave
producers.
Leave before it makes you soft.
Right, here we go.
7.5 years ago, I started hosting this show, and there's no other way to put it. It has changed my life. I love it. I love all the people that work here. I am so proud of what we've achieved. It's been beyond my wildest dreams. So I'm happy to announce today that I've signed a new contract to carry on hosting the Late Late Show. Well, wait, hang on. Wait, because that's... I appreciate it. That's really only half the story on this one. The other half is, the sadder news is I've decided to sign for one more year on the show, and that this will be my last year hosting the Late Late Show. Don't you dare. This will be my last year hosting the show.
I can't take any more of that.
Yeah, I've got a better contract story for you in a few minutes. So
well, now the comments are like, so you know, I love Gavin and Stacey, so not everything he does annoys me, but like some of that, I just find that a bit insincere. Anyway, so the amount of comments saying he's going to ruin every musical that's ever made. Now,
oh dear, if
he's able to make that many movies when he's working, how much time is he going to have in his hands to make movies now?
True fact.
I wonder, is there something in the pipeline, though? Is he coming back to the UK?
He could do, yeah. Take a gig there.
Yeah, is there somebody, is it Jonathan Ross or Graham Norton hanging up?
I'm sorry, but there was bigger news. Someone should have told him earlier over this side of the world, someone else had made an announcement about contracts.
We would not be in a good mood now. What do we want? We go for everything. The boys look like... we're never going to stop, literally. Last night's game, my God.
Okay, so that was the other one. Yeah, hang on. Where is he gone? He told the world. I'll come back to it,
yeah. If you want to get a good night's sleep, 7 hours of sleep per night is the sweet spot for your brain, experts suggest. Any more or less, kip can cause dementia and mental health issues.
More or less.
So 7 hours. Now, I always thought it was 8, but like they've reduced it. Okay. Because everyone's so busy. But
so just saying that to suit everybody.
7 hours would be pretty good. If you can get 7 hours, you're doing well. If you get less, that's not good. And right. I don't know anybody who's not getting less.
Well, bear that in mind if you're not getting it, yeah.
Wild goats terrorising a seaside resort have been sent 500 kilometres away. There's 150 Kashmiri goats and they stray from their headland home and they ran riot in the streets and they had a car park fights and they were sleeping in bush shelters. And
no, goats were that rowdy.
Yeah, oh yeah, Randy goat, or rowdy goats.
Sorry, not Randy goats. Not rowdy.
Rowdy goats.
Randy, yeah, correct. Yeah.
They famously marched around Llandudno, North Wales. Nice town. Bit like Bray. Okay. Building's very, very big. Right. Well, he was there for an afternoon. Had some chips left.
Were they good chips?
They were decent.
Good. That's all you want. That's all a man can ask for.
It was, it was grand. Nice place. Pretty pretty. Packed. Imagine so, yeah. Left.
Packed left. Good. Okay. Good review.
Yeah. Do we have him?
We do, yeah. Sorry, okay. Sorry, Corden. There was better news on line one. You were two.
He's still
there's
gone,
something
probably
to announce. Like last time, some will like it, some will not like it too much. If it will not like it, stop watching now. I stay for another 2 years.
Yeah.
And only me. No, all my coaches as well, which is the most important, actually. Why is now the question? Because Ola wants to stay. And as a good husband, what are you doing when your wife wants to stay? You stay. That's not the only reason, but it's one of the reasons. You know, I love our club and it's the best place to be. I feel really, really lucky. What is now 6.5 years ago, FSG thought it would be a good idea to bring this German fella in. And here we are, and we'll stay for another two. Makes it four from now on.
So it's actually four because he's already got two left.
Okay, so that's fantastic news for Liverpool fans.
He will have been one of the longest reigning Liverpool managers by the time he's done.
And I wonder what he'll achieve in those next four.
Yeah. Like, well, he said, I hope we can all enjoy the next 4 years together. There's a little tinge of, I know what can happen in football. He said it's a long time
of course,
in football.
Of course it is, yeah. He wants to be on a winning run. I wonder what they offered him. I'd love to know.
Lots and lots and lots of cash.
Whatever he wants, give it to him.
And his coach team. I don't know what certain people think this show is, but there's a whole lot of requests coming in. Nicole and Shauna, get out of bed, please. School's calling.
I used to, Nicole and Shauna, you remind me of when I was a little fella, my sisters were a little bit older.
Lots of shouting. Get up.
And when they wouldn't get out of bed, because they loved bed. You know when kids go from 6 o'clock in the morning getting up to like just staying in bed, they can't get out of bed.
Yeah.
So my sisters wouldn't get out of bed and they shared a room. My mother used to give me permission.
Oh.
To do.
Did she have a weapon?
She let me wet toilet roll into a big soggy ball.
Wow!
And I was got permission
what about the
from the mat.
The walls and all?
Oh, this, like,
she didn't care.
She called them several times. So it reminds me of it.
That's brilliant.
And then I was allowed to go in. Imagine, I was loving this. I was at like 8, and I smashed a load of wet toilet roll into
their
faces.
Wow!
And they scream, "Oh, Mum, Jimmy's after doing that." Yeah, good.
Yeah,
get
I
up.
Told you to get up.
So I'm used to waking up people. So
wow,
yeah.
There's some inspiration for you there. Whoever sent that in.
Of course, I love my sisters. Don't get
course,
me wrong.
Of course, but you're 8.
When you're 8 and you have permission to do such a big,
absolutely,
wet prank on people, it's a great crack.
All the Rings Ed lads going to Podge's 4-day stags in Barcelona. Any room in the plane for us? Is there?
Yeah, how come we didn't get the invite, Podge?
Enjoy.
Sending you to the biggest gigs this summer.
FM 104's hottest ticket.
Today we would like to send you to the gig of MK. You'll be there. You'll be bopping all night. And if you want to go to MK, if it's been an awful long time since you've been at a gig, I know we've been talking about Dua, Sam,
Ed.
But there's a lot of people who haven't been to a gig yet. So this is exactly what F104's Hottest Ticket is all about, getting you there. On Monday, it's Billie Eilish. Tuesday, tickets all day for Swedish House Mafia. Olivia Rodrigo on Wednesday. It's Mabel next Thursday and Red Hot Chili Peppers this day next week. But all about MK today.
Okay, so what time are we going to be playing?
Do you know what? 17 could work very well in Triple Nod Friday. That could be a good place to play, couldn't it?
You're sticking a flag in it now.
Yeah.
So that's about, just if you're not sure, it's about 8:35-ish.
Yeah, 8:30, 8:35, thereabouts. So just keep us on anyway, just have us extra loud there so you don't miss it.
Triple Knot Friday.
That's what I'm thinking anyway. I think it could work there.
I've got a coffee in my hand and it's Triple Knot Friday, come on.
Exactly, it's F104's hottest ticket.
Katy Perry says she and Orlando Bloom's ex Miranda Kerr have a great communication. This happens a lot. I've seen it happen.
Yeah.
They have a lot in common, you see.
But there's no babies around, is there? There's not, like, you could, that would be the most obvious reason.
No, but like, if you think about it, you've so much in common, because if you lined up all your ex-girlfriends, right, they might get along because they all liked you.
I know, but it's still
so they might,
a bit...
They might all have something similar, like you.
There'd still want to be a very valid reason why you're still hanging out together, no? They're an ex for a reason.
Katy Perry raves that she and Orlando's ex-wife Miranda have a great communication. Here's her raving.
Coincidentally, this morning, we were with Miranda Kerr. She could not stop singing your praises. She was at a cover shoot saying that you're such an amazing mom. Has she given you any parenting advice, being that she's a mom of three herself?
I think we both, you know, we have great communication. So it's all about communication and respect, and we all have the same values. And at the end of the day, we just want the best for our children.
In fairness to Katy Perry, some absolute randomer you'll never meet again on a red carpet is asking you fairly personal questions. I'd say it's a bit of a pain sometimes being famous.
I'd say so. I think I'd go along with, what's his name? What's the name of the great actor? Bane. What's his name? Tom Hardy. Tom Hardy, just there's loads of clips of him knocking around, just shutting down Egypts. I think that's the way to go. Shut them down.
Oh my God.
No, I'm not answering that. Like, who are you?
Amber Heard admitted to never really loving Elon Musk and text messages read out for the defamation case against her.
She was simply filling space. That's what he's doing now.
Yep. Their talent agent testified in the $50 million defamation trial through a pre-recorded deposition. Wow. And a message that was read out. You just, you never know what you're sending and where it's going to end up. That was from August 2017. And then 5 years later, it's been read out in court for the world to hear.
Ant McPartlin has a big bandage on his head. He was standing in the wings. He smashed a coconut against his forehead while filming a segment for Britain's Got Talent.
It's meant to be an Easter egg, not a coconut.
Yeah, a hopeful was performing a stage alongside a large amount of fruit. And Deck noticed that there was blood. And he said he's cut his head on a coconut. How coconutty is that? So, yeah.
Very.
Big bandage on Ant. I'm sure you'll see that now soon.
You can watch the Kardashians on Hulu or Disney Plus, and we've got a bit more insight now into Kanye and how he helped Kim get the remaining examples of a movie she made
right
a long time ago. She you know, when you lend people out things and you want it back, that's what Kanye helped her do.
I
want
to show you guys what he got me all of this take back.
Oh my God.
And he flew home and got the computer. It was on the hard drive. And he met up with Ray J at the airport and got it all back for me.
Oh, Kim.
Oh my God.
That's amazing.
I know Kanye did this for me, but he also did this for my kids. I want to shield them from as much as I can. And if I had the power to, or if Kanye has the power to, like, that is just the most important thing to me, and I'm just, like, so emotional because of it.
Oh my God.
And I just, it just means a lot to me.
Thank you for Kanye and for his unbelievable way he does things.
Go Kanye.
Huh? Also a weird conversation with your mother, isn't it?
Very strange, but, like, that's kind of how she got famous, isn't it?
Of course.
So.
Did there any harm?
But no, well, in the long run.
Maybe the long run it did, yeah.
Yeah. Well, she sounds very happy that it's good.
You would.
It. Yeah.
You would.
That's good. And James Corden has decided he's leaving The Late Late Show after 7 years. He'll do one more season and then he's going to go quit and go home to the UK to live. My money is that somebody's retiring, like Jonathan Ross or Graham Norton or somebody, and he's going to get their gig and he wants to be in London.
I'd put him in the big red chair. No, you can't touch Graham. Leave Graham alone.
No, I wouldn't want to swap them, but like that, I doubt he's leaving that gig to go to nothing.
This was his announcement about 6 hours ago in US time.
I've decided to sign for one more year on the show, and that this will be my last year hosting The Late Late Show. Don't you dare. This will be my last year hosting the show. You know, when I started this journey, it was always going to be just that. It was going to be a journey, an adventure. I never saw it as my final destination, you know, and I never want this show to overstay its welcome in any way. I always want to love making it. And I really think in a year from now, that'll be a good time to move on and see what else might be out there.
I'll settle for the ghost of you, James.
Are you okay, Nobby?
Thank you for everything. Take one for it.
We don't care what you say. TV Guide with Podge.
Podge's TV Guide is the TV Guide you deserve. What to give, thank you, and what to swerve.
All right. What's the starty, Podge?
What is the starty, Muppet? Every Friday, Podgy will tell us what's worth the goo on your telly box. Streaming, beaming.
No screaming.
Now, lads, you know I'm not really a fan of work, yeah?
Yeah.
Work. It's not really my thing.
Even that Rihanna song annoys you, isn't it? Work,
yeah, exactly. Work. It's like, what? Shut up. I'm in the scratcher. Scratch. If she made a song about that, that'd be cool. But it has to be said, does anyone in a bank ever work? The bank holidays, one after another, after another, after another.
You can't even say the word.
I went into a bank to get something printed, and there was one person there. They said, "Yeah, go over there. There's a machine." That was it. Just give us a shout if you have any trouble with it. There's a tumbleweed.
You should just stand at the counter shouting until they come out.
Well, they're very fancy counters.
Oh well, very fancy counters. There's where your money goes. On the very fancy counters.
Washing machines live longer with Podge on.
It's Podge's TV Guide.
Hey!
Richard Hammond's Crazy Contraptions. Have you seen the trailer for this?
No, but do you want to hear it?
Let's have a listen to it. It's a Channel 4 thing.
I'm holding a knockout competition.
This already feels dangerous.
Where 8 teams of amateur engineers... compete to build crazily complicated machines.
Love it when a plan comes together.
To complete stupidly simple tasks.
This is it.
5 minutes until showtime.
Before I crown one team my crazy contraption champions.
Let's set this thing off. Good luck.
Richard Hammond's Crazy Contraptions. That looks like a bit of crack. I like that kind of show.
It might be worth it. It's on Friday. That's tonight at 8 o'clock on Channel 4.
Isn't he like a little smug Al Pacino?
Leave him alone. He's not smug. He's actually all right. I've interviewed him so many times now.
Ooh, ah.
He is the luckiest regional DJ in the world.
Exactly.
That's who he is.
Exactly. Like, the last time I spoke to him, he spoke with a phone call that literally changed his life, and he knows it changed his life. He hadn't heard back from Top Gear for months. Months and months. So, Paul, are you saying if you're a regional DJ, things can actually get better?
Yeah, shortly.
It's coming, Nobby. That phone call's coming.
Although he does have lovely hair, doesn't he?
I can sort that out. We can all get flights to Turkey.
Good luck to you.
Taboo! Have you heard about this show, lads?
Yeah, 7 years ago it was on the telly, wasn't it?
7 years ago it was on the telly, right? And no, it wasn't 7 years ago. It was 3 years ago, right?
Okay.
And they're still making season two, and it's coming out soon. So now season one is on Netflix. And I'm telling you, lads, get it into you. It's rapper. Tom Hardy is in it and everything.
Mr. Delaney, is it?
Perhaps the rumours about him are true.
Well, now he has returned.
James Delaney. Look at you.
Mr. Delaney, what did you say?
Now, lads, I know you're a fan of a French show, Jim Jimmer.
Oh, I loved this show.
Called Call My Agent.
Yeah.
Or at least that's what it was called in English. It was called Disposant in French.
Oui, say it right.
And now they're doing an English version of it called 10%.
I've got Jessica Oyelowo here in reception.
What? Right, okay.
What am I going to do?
Does she know you're here?
Of course not. I told her I was at Channel 4.
It's okay. I will deal with it.
Obviously, this is a talent agency.
Hello, Nettinger Hart.
You never know who's going to show up unannounced.
I've got Helena Bonham Carter here in reception.
Can I just say hello to my favourite client?
Why, what happened? Did Jude Law die?
All the press can talk about is whether or not we're having an affair.
You can be honest with us from the outset.
Honest?
That's the very least you can expect in any kind of profession.
Oh. It's obvious we've clearly both been offered the same part. Somehow. It's not the first time.
No.
Really?
You'd be surprised.
But the only thing is, it looks like it is the French one, only in English.
It's exactly that. They've made it from the original scripts and adapted it all into English for people who just can't be arsed reading subtitles. It's goo-wordy. It's goo-wordy.
If you've got the prime and the time.
Saturday afternoon, lads. RTE1, it must be good if I'm recommending it on RTE. 6:35, the BFG. Give that a go.
My favourite actor is Mark Rylance. He is brilliant in this.
Please don't eat me.
You think, because I'm a giant, that I'm a man-goblin cannibal.
So good.
Steven Spielberg.
Call me the big friendly giant.
Oh my.
I catch dreams. This one sounds like you.
There are bad dreams here too.
Yeah.
I don't know how you could go wrong with Roald Dahl and Steven Spielberg.
No.
RTE1 at 9:30 PM. Once upon a time in Hollywood.
Two RTEs in a row. Are you okay, Pudge?
Somebody must have paid their TV license fee because they've got some good pictures on.
This is a cracker.
I'm Rick Dalton. It's my pleasure, Mr. Schwartz.
Call me Marvin. Put it there. That's your son?
No, it's my stunt double, Cliff Booth.
I'm in. It's a Margot cracker. Robbie. Oh, my God.
Yep.
Yeah, yeah. There's two Margot Robbies, Leonardo DiCaprio, Wolf of Wall Street's on again on TG Carter at the same time.
And also,
so you have your choice.
Come on, Barbie, let's go party. You know, Margot's going to be Barbie, yeah?
Are you serious?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I'll be
go on out town. That'll suit her.
You know, when you get your sister's Barbies and put her pants down to see if something there.
When you do what? Sorry?
When you get your sister's Barbies and you put her pants down to see if there's anything there? When you were growing up, like?
Oh, I should hope so. I hope it wasn't last week. Nobby's barred from Smith's.
Good luck to you all.
Talk to you, Pudge.
Can't bring
Smith's.
Him anywhere.
Barred from Smith's.
The Strawberry Alarm Clock on FM 104.
Want flexibility? Take yoga. Want flexibility with your health insurance? Check out United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly medical, dental, and vision coverage that may be right for you. More at uh1.com.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free. Or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hello?
Good morning, Sharon.
Good morning.
It's Jim and Nobby here. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
We're very good. Would you like to play Instagram?
Yes, please.
Okay, right. That's a good answer.
Let's do it. Come on, Sharon.
10 questions.
60 seconds.
€1,000.
FM 104's Instagram.
With MissQuote.ie. Committed to delivering great value car insurance. See what you can save at MissQuote.ie.
So Sharon, tell us all about you. What do we need to know?
I'm on my way to work.
Okay.
What do you do?
I'm a healthcare assistant.
Okay. Lovely. Have you ever got a 10? Have I ever sent you a personalised emoji?
You have. You have. I actually played this just before the pandemic. I was going to New York and I was terrified of flying. And I got one question wrong about America.
Oh, wow. So you're good. You're good. Okay.
What was New York like?
Oh, it was brilliant. It was absolutely brilliant.
And how's the flying now? Are you okay?
No. I regressed.
Still not. Okay. All right. Okay.
Okay, well, Sharon, you've got form. You've got a 9 before. This is really exciting. We didn't know this. So you could get €1,000 today if you really get these right. Can you hear us okay? Everything's fine.
I can hear you fine, yeah.
Let's do this,
okay,
Sharon.
Let's go.
The game starts in 3, 2, 1.
Ed Sheeran played which Irish city last night?
Crap. Cork.
Wrigley's Juicy Fruit is what type of product?
Chewing them.
What does James Corden call the part of his show where he drives around with celebrities?
Karaoke Carousel.
From Anton Deck, what is Deck's surname?
Donnelly.
True or false, Cardi B got her stage name from a drink?
Oh.
What American city are the team known as the 49ers from?
What's the French word for black?
Noir.
Comic Sans and Times New Roman are popular types of what?
Sorry, repeat the question.
Comic Sans and Times New Roman are popular types of what?
Text. What type of question is that? Text.
Roar, Hot and Cold, and Last Friday Night are all songs by what artist?
Katy Perry.
And how many minutes does a quarter last in basketball? Is it 10, 12 or 15 minutes? 10, 12 or 15?
10.
10, you say?
No, it depends. Is it senior or junior or National League?
Oh, jeez.
Over to you, Jim. There's someone going mastermind and go, what sort of question is that? Text.
NBA. NBA.
Let's ask the audience. Come on, 087-679-7104. What would your answer be to that basketball question, please? Thank you very much.
Because I'm an official on a basketball table, so it depends.
Okay.
Well, yeah, senior basketball.
Senior basketball. Well, it's usually 8 minutes, but NBA 10.
Jeez. Yeah, we'll give you that one, okay?
Ask the audience. Give you that one, okay. 15.
12.
Okay, well, a lot of people...
12 is the answer.
All right, okay.
Don't mind them. I know what I'm talking about.
A total of 48 minutes.
Let's start from the start.
NBA is 12, four quarters of 12. Anyway.
I said 12 the first time.
Yeah, yeah. Sharon was in Cork.
Cork.
Wrigley's make chewing gum. Carpool Karaoke. Declan Donnelly. Is it true or false that Cardi B got a stage name from a drink?
You said false. It's true.
Sorry.
Yeah.
Her nickname was Bacardi after the rum.
Her sister's name is Tennessee.
That's right.
So that's what it is. Yeah.
Yeah,
that's true. Yeah. Yeah. Always drink responsibly. In fact, don't drink at all.
The American city known for the 49ers is San Francisco.
I didn't know that.
Noir.
Noir. Noir.
And now, what did you say for Comic Sans and Times New Roman?
Comic Sans? Who are you? Are you all right there, Corton? Are you?
Just the correct pronunciation.
It's like a song.
Sans. Comic Sans. I'm really... Don't you dare say I'm leaving the show. Comic Sans.
Yeah. Say it, man.
Is it, yeah?
Yeah. I think you'll find it is.
Oh, God. Yeah, fonts. Yeah,
what,
fonts.
What did you say for that?
Text, you said.
I'll give you the text of fonts. Yeah, fine. Katy Perry was right, and basketball.
Let's just. There's a lot of 15s coming in. That's all I'll say.
Okay. Well, look.
15 minutes. That's done.
15 minutes will do. Look, I don't mind. We'll give you that one, even though it's number 10. My information said it was 12 for NBA. Anyway, so look, you got an 8 today.
That's
a questionable 9. On a good day, it could be a 9, maybe.
On a technicality. Yeah, exactly.
No, that's including the basketball one.
And in fairness, whoever that man's voice is, we didn't even hear him once. So
who's that man?
We know.
That's my husband.
He's got a big voice on him, hasn't he?
Who's that stranger?
Well, I got an 8.
You did not get an 8. I got the 8.
Yeah,
technicality.
I'd say he's used to not arguing by the sounds of things.
Yeah. Absolutely.
Yeah, so the only other two, the Bacardi one and San Francisco were the only two you got wrong.
But did I get the highest of the week?
Yes, you did. Everybody's had five.
So I should get a prize for that then.
Yeah, you can have a strawberry clam cuddle mug, no problem. Bye.
$10,000
See ya. Bye.
Bye.
So Jurassic World 3, the new trailer has corrected a long-running error in the series because some people say that there was no feathered creatures. So they start the trailer with plumage of red and blue feathers.
So dinosaurs have feathers?
Well, this one, this particular one.
Genetic power has now been unleashed.
We made a terrible mistake.
The doomsday clock might be about out of time.
If our world's going to survive, what matters is what we do now.
I could use your expertise.
You coming or what?
A baby raptor?
I made a promise we would bring her home.
You made a promise?
To a dinosaur.
Yeah. Why?
Why not?
So Ant McPartlin was trying to crack a coconut with his...
In fairness, he's got the head for it.
He really does. And he had an accident and there's blood coming out of him.
Oh, dear.
From the coconut. Here's what he said.
Come on then, Donnelly. What are you counting that at?
You've cut your head on a coconut.
Oh, Rabbi?
Yeah.
I told you that. You said use your forehead.
Now he's cut it.
Now I've cut my forehead.
He's cut his head on a coconut.
How irresponsible are you?
How coconutty is that?
Have I cut my head?
Yeah. Look, he has. Matt, he's cut
his head. Medic.
I'll get a bandage.
A bandage?
Are you going to have to? You've got to stop the infection.
What? Infection?
Yeah.
This is very extreme for a little tap on the forehead. When do I change this? When I get home?
Yeah, if you get the rough side of it, I can see why.
Oh, yeah. He's very sore.
A little scratch.
And Youngblood and Willow have teased a collaboration on a short Instagram clip. Something is coming May 6th. Are you ready?
Ooh. Running to I think that's the date that's peeped out.
Youngblood's real name is Dominic Harrison. Sounds like some guy that was in a different year in school.
A state agent, maybe. Kind of, what job would Dominic Harrison be
Dominic
doing?
Dominic Harrison, sorry, he's in second year.
If you'd like to be at Doctor Strange in the Multiverse of Madness next week at Cineworld and seeing it before anybody else, stay with us after 9 o'clock on The Strawberry on FM104.
So, did you ever go into TK Maxx looking for bargains, did you?
Of course, yeah.
Well,
where else do you buy your Calvin Kleins?
There's a documentary going to be on TV on Channel 5 this weekend. I don't get Channel 5, do you?
You can on the extra channel on the Sky. Yes, you can.
Oh, yeah, I don't have that. So,
that's okay.
There's a documentary. TK Maxx, how do they do it?
Right.
It's the documentary. It's going to be on this Sunday if you have that channel.
Is it means like, is there a button slightly to the right on the jocks you have and you don't even notice?
Yes.
Stuff like that?
I'll tell you the secret now, Nobby.
Yeah, okay.
Does everyone want to...
I'm okay with that, though.
I'm going to tell you the secret that the man has said. There's a fellow who used to work in TK Maxx.
I'd rather a wonky button than no window at all, as we were talking about last week.
This isn't a wonky button. There's a number on every TK Maxx item.
Yeah.
And where? You have on the label.
Right.
There's a little number on it. Okay?
What does it mean?
So above the price, there's a little number on the top right-hand corner. And all the numbers mean different things. They go from 1 to 9, but the one that you need to be looking out for is... It's the magic number.
What's the magic number?
I'm going to tell you.
Oh, come on.
I'm building the tension here. Everybody wants to know. TK Maxx, you want to know the number, don't you? You're probably parking up in Carrick Mines now, about to run in.
They're in Swords too.
I know where they are.
We need to start giving them free shout-outs.
I'm not giving them a free shout-out.
We just did. We mentioned two locations.
Two. The number 2 is the number you want to be looking for.
If it's anywhere in the 9. The sequence.
No. Up in the top right-hand corner, there's a number on its own.
Right.
It goes from 1 to 9. Right. Those different numbers.
Okay.
Number 1 means TK Maxx make it.
2.
Number 2.
Is it a level of how Banjax it is?
No. Number 2 means it was sold previously at a much higher price in a different place.
Oh, I love that feeling.
Right? So number 2 means it's extra stock or whatever from a place. So you're buying it there cheaper than you would have bought it in the other place. But number 2 is the magic one.
So it was in a shop somewhere else. They didn't sell it or no one bought it, whatever.
Yes. TK Maxx.
TK Maxx, hoover it all up.
Hoover the stock up.
Sell it for cheaper.
So if you see the number 2, this guy says it in the documentary on the top right-hand corner. And if you work in TK Maxx, you can confirm this if you can. If you see the little number 2, that means you're on a winner. According to Daniel, the numbers usually go from 1 up to 9. However, quite a few of them aren't used and some of them are more significant to buyers than others. The number 2 in particular is said to be one to watch out for while browsing. 1 means produced by TK Maxx. 2 is close out buy. That's unused from another brand. And 7, it means pack away, which means it's been packed for previous years, like Christmas crackers bought in January and stuff like that.
So it's just been sitting in a box, but it's been fine.
That's what 7 means. You can get good value for money on a type 1. It could be that just it's sheer volume. The real bargains we're looking for is a number 2 and a 7. Okay?
Okay.
That's also part of the treasure hunt. So 2s and 7s.
2s and 7s, that's what we're looking for.
You're looking for 2s and 7s if you like it, and it's got a 2 and a 7 on it. Bingo.
All that stuff is brand new, but I've seen firsthand some of the quality of stuff from the likes of Depop. If you get lucky, if you go to any of these secondhand shops, let's say you have an Italian sweater, and it's made by one of the serious brands, but you're buying it for a fraction, and the quality of it, and obviously if it's in good condition, and you're buying it at a fraction.
Bargain.
You wouldn't even know it was used by somebody else.
Yeah.
So, and all about sustainability as well, which is another bonus, so you'll feel a bit like you've done your bit as well.
I saw another thing, talking about bargains, I saw a thing, this was on TV last night, I think, and it, so, you know when the Michelin star fellas that go around doing the Michelin star reviews?
Yeah.
I can't remember what the name of the thing is, but if you don't have a Michelin star, they also give some restaurants this other thing called a bouse pois or something. I don't know what they call it. Some French thing.
Bouse pois.
Bouse pois. And it means that it's really good, really, really good quality food, but at a bargain price. And they have, I think they have like 100 of them around the UK. I'm sure they have a few in Ireland as well. But if you give, and most people don't know about it, it's kind of like a secret.
Right.
So if you want to have like unbelievable food, but like it's...
Unbelievable.
Unbelievable for under 30 quid or something.
That's what you do.
It's they give it this rating and it's called a bouse pois or something, and I don't know what the name of it is. Some French thing.
You sure? That's how, like, yeah. For example, I bought some Converse online a few weeks ago.
Yeah.
Too small, size 10. And I don't know what to do with them now. I don't want to lose too much money on it. It cost me 90 lids. I don't know how I get as close to me how 90
you,
lids back.
How did you buy them without knowing that they were too small?
I took a guess that I'd be a 10 in Converse, but I was wrong.
Uh-huh.
Should have went for 11.
Well, if you're 11, you're 11 all the way, aren't you?
Sometimes it changes.
Does it?
Yeah, yeah. Your hallux on your right could be a little bit smaller or bigger than your hallux on your left.
Mm.
Do you know what your hallux is?
No, I know you're talking it.
I was in the club. It's F104.
It's Strawberry Alarm Clock at 7:04. Thank you very much. Listen to this. So the thing I forgot wasn't a booze douche or whatever it's called. It was Bib Gourmand.
Bib Gourmand.
So the Michelin star, the judges, fellas and girls, they go around and they give you the Michelin. But if they don't give you that, they say the food is unbelievable. It's kind of for themselves to tip off other judges. This place is amazing, but the food is under 50 quid.
It does seem a little bit... I've never been to a Michelin star restaurant, for example, in my life.
No, either way.
But I didn't know that you earn them. So you don't go straight in at the 3.
Yeah.
I don't think Ireland has any Michelin 3 restaurants.
I'm looking at the Bib Gourmands, though. We have loads of them. There's mostly on the south side of Dublin.
Like I got a Zambrera yesterday, yeah. So let's keep it real.
That'll do, yeah. Nothing wrong with that.
I was stuffed till dinner.
There's nothing wrong with that. I wouldn't be a fine diner myself. But anyway, there are plenty of them. I'm not going to name them. Oh, I've been in one.
Have you? Were you paying?
Well, it's
reasonable. Record company, was it?
It's reasonable. Record company. I don't get the invites now.
Come here, if you got a dog, right?
Yeah, Ed Sheeran, how are you?
I see an awful lot of Frenchies around. These must be averages because I know Frenchies. I know French bulldogs and they're older than this. Also worth a fortune, so watch out. But basically, if you've got a Jack Russell, they are the longest living breed of dog you can have.
Oh, are they?
Yeah.
They seem like tough dogs.
Tough little fellas, yeah. Yeah, and often forgotten in terms of, you know, are they as fashionable? Do they look as good? Like a French bulldog or a pug. They're an average of 7, and a French bulldog is just over 4. Mm. If you've got a husky, you look very Game of Thronesy. And almost 10 years. 10 years commitment. German Shepherd is 10 years. Shih Tzu is 11.
We should give you the some kind of countdown music here. How long is your dog going to live?
A Labrador Retriever is almost 12. And a mixed breed, which I have myself. And if you had a rescue dog, or, you know, there's, well, not always going to be chances of mixed breed, but basically mixed breeds do well.
Good.
They're going to be your pal for a long time. Almost 12 years.
I found a video yesterday of a dog laughing. I put it up on my Instagram
tickled,
stories. Yeah, so the owner was doing round around the garden like a teddy bear.
Yeah.
And the dog laughed. Did you see it?
Tickle under there.
The dog is looking at the guy.
Does.
And he looks, a lot of dogs look like they're smiling anyway. You know, when you see a dog walking past you and he looks like he's having a great day.
Yeah.
Yeah. But this dog goes, ha! It's brilliant.
They're one of Earth's greatest gifts. They really are. Yeah, long may yours be your pal. Uh-huh. The other thing as well, you were talking about your mum giving you permission to chuck wet toilet paper at your sister's.
And my sister's to wake
him
up, yeah.
If you're a teenager, you're probably in school now, but if you're listening on the podcast, you can tell your ma this. You're hardwired, particularly between the ages of 13 to 16. When you're told to clean your room, when you're told to do this, when you're told to put your dishes in the dishwasher, you're actually wired to ignore it.
You zone them out?
Yeah. You're just like, oh, and I mean, I ain't 16, but I'm still still like that. yeah, I'll do that. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
There's a brilliant cartoon. I can't remember what it's called. I think, oh yeah, it's called Humph, right?
Oh yeah.
And it's brilliant because it's all done from the perspective of kids. And all the adults, when the adults start having a conversation, they go, all you can hear them in the background is, blah 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 blah.
Well, literally,
blah blah blah.
That's what this is.
That's what kids do. They just zone out.
Between those ages, you zone out on the sound of your mother's voice, and you're more interested in people who are not related to you. And that's why your mates, particularly that age, I mean, they are always there, hopefully for you. But particularly at 13 and 16, your mates are such a big part of your life. You want to spend most time with them. You want to hang out with them after school. You want to see them on the weekends. Your brain is going, oh, I want to listen to what he says. She says.
And that's why you get a fright, because it was like, Declan, I said tidy your room.
What?
I didn't hear you.
Get off FIFA. Huh? What? Literally, you can't help it.
In a minute now.
Yeah. Just one more match, come on. So there you go. You're programmed to not listen to your ma, particularly between 13 and 16.
That's why they can't hear you, Maz.
There you go. We have a message here, right? It's from a guy.
Mm-hmm.
It sounds like he's going on his first date tonight, so you do the app. It might then mix and go a bit more private. You might chat on WhatsApp or DMs, whatever. And you finally get to the point where you're gonna meet up for a date. I don't know if this is the best thing to do. I don't know how in the conversation. I mean, it's a privilege to be mentioned. If you're having chats with a young one, hoping to meet up, and in your conversation, the strawberry alarm clock comes up in your chats.
Oh yeah, that's so sexy, isn't it? Oh yeah, that'll get them going.
It's these two fellas, Jimmy.
You were listening to the Strawberry Lark, like, did you?
Listen, it's cool to be mentioned.
I know.
You're trying to impress a lady, and you're trying to impress her by mentioning us.
Yeah, I know, but like,
job done.
Okay,
yeah.
Fair enough. If that's what if it works,
but he's looking for a strawberry lamb like cuddle mug to whip out at some point and go, I got you this. On a first date, I don't know.
Oh no, you don't want to be carrying that around in town,
girls. If you're on a first date and a fella brought anything. I mean, I get it. It's a merchandise. It's, you know, it's a thing because you've obviously said, oh, we both enjoy this show. Whatever. Again, thank you.
Well, presents are good. I learned
on the
first
date.
I learned that from Salt and Pepper.
Did you?
Yeah. You know they have that song. He always got it. You know that song. What a man. What a mighty good man.
Yeah.
I thought I decided I'd take some information from some New York ladies about how to treat ladies. So if they're doing a list of what a man, what a mighty good man is. So they had a line that's gone, he's always got a gift for me every time I see him. So when I was going out with people, I would always have
something.
Like every time they see me, I'd have something small.
And would this be something? I bet you would. Would this be something that'd come up in conversation? Like, you know, I really like a certain artist or whatever. You'd have a bit of music.
It could be a lollipop. It could be
but in your chats before,
I always have a gift for them every time I see them. Salt and Pepper taught me that. And do you know what? Not the worst advice I've ever had.
Look, if this is gonna work, I will personally, if this guy can get around here before we go home, I'll bring a cuddle mug down to him out in the street outside the building. And if this is what's gonna swing it for him, I'm happy to do it. But I just think if you were, I don't know, let's say you were talking about, you're a football fan, right? And you know the girl you're trying to meet up with is a big Chelsea fan. And on the first time you meet her, you have a Chelsea scarf for her.
Are you sure? Because he deleted his first message.
Yeah, I've enough skin in the game here where I
you think that's definitely what he's looking for?
When a message says it would get me brownie points, it generally means...
It could be that or a shout out. Or play a song.
Well, I'm not mentioning his name because I don't want to. I'm not. Yeah. It could be your favorite. I reckon it's Kodomo, Jim.
Yeah, it could be Kodomo or favorite song.
If she likes the show too, then she's hearing this. Oh, yeah. Well, that's more impressive than the Kodomo, then, isn't it?
Yeah, we've done the job now.
Yeah.
If you're going on a first date with somebody tonight and you like this show, he's really putting some thought into this. Could be a keeper.
If she's a fan of the show and listening right now, she's definitely got the ick.
Yeah, it's a bit public, isn't it, straight
Sorry,
away?
I didn't mean it. Well, but he didn't say any. Hang on a second. No names will be mentioned here.
Yeah.
Would it definitely give you the ick, or would you think, God, he's gone to such effort?
I've got the ick.
But is it the effort that gives you the ick?
I'm getting the ick off this guy.
I just go for the cuddle mug. What, and then leave?
Why don't you go and see if she likes you first, and then come back to us about giving her a present?
Yeah, we just don't want.
I didn't have gifts for them before I started going out with them.
She might be listening right now. Like, people are busy, so he could be listening. She could be on a Zoom. She could be whatever. So hopefully that hasn't now.
Fourth date, maybe. Yeah, that's when you start giving them presents.
Yeah.
Every time I see him.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
No, Salt and Pepper song. That's me. That is.
Come back to us on it, right? Fourth date, we'll sort you out.
If you're listening now, sir, let us know what is the story and are you, where are you bringing her? That's what I want to know.
And girls, really, would that give you the ick, like, straight away? You've just done too much effort straight away? Is that where the ick's coming from?
Too many ladies saying ick here.
Okay. It's F104. This is the Strawberry Alarm Clock.
Thanks for listening to FM 104's Strawberry Alarm Clock podcast. Listen daily and don't forget to subscribe to get the latest episode straight to your device.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.